The following shiur has been presented by Hagoyin Rav Shalom Kamenetsky, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Philadelphia, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Today's shiur has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Ruvain Shanik of Lakewood, New Jersey, Le'ilui Nishmas, Rus Devaira Bas Yechiel Moshe, Aleh HaShalom. May the Torah studied be an everlasting zechus for her neshama.
Gemara says that Zayin of the Beis Pichas are Irisin Maim Beforich. Rovim Barav Adah, Barabba Barav Adah, Tavai Mishmeid Rav Yudu Omri. Baruch Ata Hashem, Alakeinu Melech Eilom, Asher Gitshonu B'mitzvesov, V'tzivonu Ala Aroyois, V'osa Lono Asa Agusois, V'hitte Lono Asa Nesua Eslono Adi Chubo V'kidushin. Gemara says, Rav Acha B'reid Rovim, Masayim B'mishmeid Rav Yudu, Baruch Ata Hashem, Ekadesh, Yisrael Adi Chubo V'kidushin. Man Dalai Chostim, Emidin Dahav, Ebichas Peirois, Ebichas Amitzvois, the one man domen that says you're not chosim. Similarly, we find when it comes to birchas peiros and birchas mitzvahs, there is no chosime. Who man the chosim needed to have a kiddush, as Rashi explains, the concept of a kiddush you find, although it may not be a bracha arucha, there's a chosime besides the psich of the bracha as well. Rashi explains, v'oslono sarusos, v'derabonon, the arusos are also v'derabonon, shegozru ala yichud shel pnuyo. There are gozer on the yichud of any pnuya. Ve'af arus alo yitiru at shetikones l'chupo b'brocha. Not only a pnuya is osir, she's asur aloi, but even an arusa, who would seemingly no longer be a pnuya, chazal weren't matter at shetikones l'chupo b'brocha, until she goes into the chupa and with a brocha, ki de perishas as chazal tell us, kala b'lei brocha asur ala baylo kenido, the status of a kala without a brocha is osir to her husband like a nido would be osir, and the Rabbanan Nami b'vachinon, as she's Messiah, when he says that on a brocha, you make a brocha even though it's a Rabbanan. It's minadin, she's a peetzem, in Eishas Yish Gemura. You have now a halacha that Chazal said it's also for her to be nichnas, to be wutal abayil until she's nichnas l'chupa, and you make the brocha. So on a Rabbanan, we also make a brocha, v'tzivonu v'osalonu. Make a brichas v'tzivonu, with the nusach of v'osalonu, ki z'ashkichon min ha'chanike. As we find in the Gemara in Shabbos, tells us about Nechanike, Hechot Sivonu, the Gemara brings Leisosur, the Gemara brings Shalavicha V'yageitcha, and look at the fact that we make Brochus and Derabonon as well. In Rashi's Tosefos, we obviously could infer, number one, that Erusin itself is not a mitzvah, and it's still mechuyif to make a Brochus. Otherwise, Rashi wouldn't have to say anything. Poshet, you have to make a bracha b'shul Erusin. Number two, it seems quite clear in Rashi that it's not a birchas hashavach, because Rashi compares the bracha made over here to Nechanike. There, it's clearly shemavorchin on mitzvah derabonon. Another nekuda, yitochin, and this is bait another sugya. He takes it from our sugya, because obviously talking about a birchas and mitzvahs, the nusach should have been as the Rishonim point out. Asher kitshonu b'mitzvois of etzivonu l'kadosh es ha'isha. It should have been. We'll soon see the ha'oras in the Rishonim. Furthermore, the tzura of the bracha itself speaks about isurim. B'derech klal, you don't find the bracha that make a bracha on isurim. What's also for us to do? We make brachas on kiyumim. To which Rashi says, it's a derabonon. And a derabonon is a shaykh to make a bracha on mashat tzivu, what chazal were mitzavim, whether it's b'kum v'aseh b'shev al taisa. In Chiddush, in the Brachas de Alma, it's on the Kiyum Mitzvah. In the Rabbonons, the Chazal could be Mitzavos, either in the Chanukah, Kriyas Megillah, we make a Bracha in the Rabbonon, or Chazal could be Mitzavah and give us Givisin Halochis of what we shouldn't do. On that check, we make a Bracha Asher Vosalon. V'tivonu, like Rashi says, Vosalon, Kedashkom in the Chanukah. It's a Moshel. Obviously, here in the Chanukah, we're talking about a Kiyum Mitzvah, Pekum Vasei. Nonetheless, Rashi seems to understand we can make a bracha of being mitzavi here also. V'tzivonu ala royos. Even though we're talking together, Eved Rabbonon, in Isad Rabbonon, indeed, the Mashmoyis would be, as Rav Yankiv points out in his Ksovim, the Raman Perich HaBeis Yisurabiyah speaks about the Isra Yichud of an Erva, and there in Aloha Gimel also speaks about the Isra of Arusois. It seems to be Nichlon Takonis Yichud Rabbonon. So we speak about the Isra as an Isra Erva Azah. Yisra Yichud, v'yit alonos anasu estonet yichuba v'kidushin, that's the Hagdor of Chazal, that they're mekayim the din that you said through chuba v'kedushin, it becomes mutter, it's mafkia the Easter, quote unquote, of erev that we seem to have over here. The Rosh, however, is troubled. The Rosh says, in Siman Yud Beis, V'yesh ha-kosvu shetzorach levorach birchas eris koidim kedushin, kida omer, quotes the Gemara, psochem kol ha-brochas kula mevorachin oiva la-asiyosu. Those who say we have to make the birchas eris before the ma'asi kedushin, as the Gemara tells us, all the brochas are made before we do the ma'asi ha-mitzvah. V'yesh ha-kosvu, we continue shetzorach la-asoyis acher ha-eris. There are those who say, don't make the bracha until after the Erusin, lest the Isha of Charote shall regret. No, it would still seem he's nochis to the fact that the bracha itself is a bracha that has to be before mitzvahs. But there's a Zaitig Savar that tells us, that Lu Yitzur, something will be, shall be choizer, you don't make the bracha. Ba'oid, Shebechol ha-mitzvahs lefisha maskir nasiyas ha-mitzvah mevarchan aleim oiv la-asiyasan. Avalkan ain mevorchin shekichon the kaddish aisha. The kivish ain maskir yasiyas mitzvah ain tzarich levorcha oivel asiyosan. Furthermore, the Rosh explains, although he doesn't seem to have charote from the fact that it's a birchas mitzvah, but the nusach of this bracha is a nusach which doesn't include the fact that you're making a mitzvah. Therefore, the takon and the seder is not before the mitzvah necessarily; it could be made after erusin as well. Tosfos Im Sochin of Zion of an Aleph explains the machloikis of where make the bracha. Quotes Rabbi Matam at the end of the words, and he says, "Ve'ein tzarich levarich oivel asiyosnei." There's no klal of making the bracha oivel asiyosnei. Ela b'mokim she'oisa mitzvah amavarich. In other svarim, when the oisa mitzvah makes the bracha, aval kishemavarich acha, when another one makes the bracha for him, loy. There's no such halacha bechlal. Veteida, shai birchas erusin ein mevorach el achar erusin. He says there's no such halacha there, and he proves it to us. Birchas erusin is not until after the erusin. So there you see that when someone else makes the bracha for him, there's no need to have the bracha beforehand. Birchas erusin is seen to include in other birchas hamitzvahs, just like the hanocha of the Rosh mitchilo. Seems to be saying that it's a question only of order, where we put it, where we don't put it. But the stomach sounds like birchas hamitzvahs. The Rambam clearly says, Rambam clearly establishes that it is birchas hamitzvahs. Loshna Rambam, in Ishus, Rambam says as follows. Perek Gimel, Halacha Chaf Gimel, in Ishus, Kol ha-makadesh isha ben ha-idei atzmoi, like he makes the bracha on all mitzvahs, he makes the bracha first, and afterwards he makes the kedushin. As another mitzvah, if he was mekadesh and he didn't make the bracha, he shouldn't make the bracha after the kedushin. Seems like a bracha levatola because what is done is considered done, it's over. Ravid, there on the spot, says another word, another svara why the bracha should be made afterwards. He says, the reason is, Shadova Tolibidas Acherim, the reason we make the bracha after the Kedushim is because it's Tolibidas Acherim, Shim Timoy and Aisha, Latirzare, Abracha Levatola. As we mentioned from the Rosh before, it would seem that his mask can be assigned to the fact that it's a birchas hamitzvahs. He just says that the svara of Shema Chazra, lest the woman be choizer and ends up being a bracha levatola, is a din, how we're masakin the tzuras habracha, when we make the bracha, before or after the mitzvah. But be aside, it's a birchas hamitzvah, would seem to be the opinion of the Rav as well. If you look at the Hemshech of the Rosh, however, we see that it's far from clear. The Rosh there in the Hemshech says as follows. After mentioning Nusach HaBrocha, as it's mentioned in the Gemara, Yesh Makshon al Nusach HaBrocha Zu, Lom Ein Mevorchen Asher Kitshonu V'Mitzvoyso V'Tzivonu L'Kadosh Yisro Isha. Why indeed don't we make the Brocha L'Kadosh Yisro Isha? V'Hoyt furthermore, Heichon Matzino Brocha Kazois Shemevorchen HaMasha Osolonu HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Aloi Ein Onu Mevorchen Shosolonu Eivim Min HaChai V'Yitolonu Es HaShochut We don't find brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Eved Menachai and allowed us to eat Basar Shchuto. Void ma inyan lahaske arayis bekan. Why mention arayis bechlal? Void ma lono lahaske chupa bekan. Kim shem avochim bichas erisim beveis erisim. Uvaloi chupa. The Rosh concludes and he says there's no need to mention anything about chupa. We're talking about the mice erisim. Why bechlal make this bracha and include chupa here bechlal? And he continues and he concludes his words and he says that the bracha here obviously is a bichas hashevach. It's a bracha that has to be made l'shvocha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was mekadosh us with chupa and kedushin and so on. As he explains there, darachova. You look at the beginning of the Rosh, it seems quite clear. He indicates that there is indeed still a din to make a bracha l'katchilo. Before it was in the context of birchas hamitzvos. Now, although the maskoni seems to be misayim, it's birchas hashevach, he nonetheless has the same diyun whether the bracha should precede the kedushin or not. The end of Siman Yud Zayin there in the Rosh Ksubis, later on says, Rabbeinu Nissim Hoyrim Leibirch Birchas Eirus in Yivorch Bishas Nisuin Im Zayin Brachas Vechein Mestaber Chem Atzosi Benumuki Arav Rabbeinu Yoyne Shekosuv Mishmoy Vedim Oysel Mish Leibirch Acher Achilosoi Shechoyzo Mevorch Acher Hamozoin the same way we find you can make birchas hamazon as long as there's no equal hamazon, as long as the food is not fully digested, so too after erusin, before nesuin, one could still make the birchas nesuin. V'chein hochinami afa b'she'over zman meluva kol zman shel nigmar ha'eter mevorech v'kivin shein ha'eter nigmar ela yidei chupa yecholim loy me'abrocha b'shas nesuin, one can make the brocha at the time of nesuin. It would seem very clear that the Rosh concludes that although one should make the bracha beforehand, he could still make the bracha afterwards. Not like the Rambam, that's a regular birchas hamitzvos, but although the Rosh himself says it's a birchas hashevach, he's nochas to the fact that it should be before. We see that the Rabbi Nesanel says, he brings the shem etshuvas Rosh, that there is a din lekatchila to make the bracha beforehand, although the Rosh lemaskone concludes that this is not a birchas hamitzvah, it's a birchas hashevach. That Rabbi Nutan of Pesachim that we mentioned before, he seems to be understanding the birchas lachnisa b'brisa shel Avraham Avinu is a bracha, birchas hashevach. Nonetheless, he also seems to be of the opinion that it should precede the mitzvah, it should come before the mitzvah is done. Understandably, we have to explain why there would be a need l'katchila to make the bracha birchas erusin before the mitzvahs erusin. Mishlam if it's a birchas hamitzvahs. The klal of birchas hamitzvahs is simply put kol hamitzvahs kulam v'varchalim oivah la'asiyosam. That makes sense. But why should we have a shita that understands that birchas erusin should be preceded mitzvahs erusin even if it's a birchas hashevach? Birchas hashevach he can make after it's done we give a kodesh baruch hu shevach v'ayvdo for the wonderful mitzvah he was mezakos with. The Ritva Pesachim explains the rationale behind this halacha of kol mitzvos mevorchalim oivah la'asiyosan, and he says, "Kedei sheiskadosh tchila bebracha v'yigale v'yodia shu'oisai sam epnei mitzvot Hashem yizborach. Va'oid ki habracha is avodas hanefesh v'roi lahagdim avodas hanefesh l'maaseh she'avodas haguf." Two reasons as to why we should be magdim brachas before we do mitzvahs. One is because there's a need for us to be magdish ourselves first with the bracha, and thereby be megalim idea why we're doing this mitzvah, and then after it's doing the mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, in the avodah the person's doing, the bracha is the avodah sanefesh of the mitzvah, and it's befitting to be magdim the avodah sanefesh before we do the avodah saguf. The first svara of the ritva would be difficult to say when it comes to birchas hashevach, talking about to understand what he's coming to do when he's doing the Maisa Mitzvah in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's befitting for him to be Maidia with the words he says beforehand. However, when it comes to Avodas HaNefesh and Avodas HaGuf, it's possible to say that even things that he does, that there's no Birchas HaMitzvah Nistakein, but it's forth an Avodas HaNefesh and Avodas HaGuf, there would be befitting to have the Birchas HaShevach precede the Mitzvah that he does, as the Klal of Roy Lehagdim Avodas HaNefesh the Maisa Shei Avodas HaGuf. Al Kol Ponim, We have over here, you say this thing, Machlokes, the Ritva, excuse me, the Rosh and the Rambam, whether it's Birchas HaMitzvahs or Birchas HaShevach. The Rambam, brought down the Rav HaMagid via the Rambam, also seems to be explaining it, when he explains it, the way it's understood in the words of the Ran as well. The Ran asks the Kash of the Rosh, and he says that something, it's Mavur, that it's something which is similar. It's Birchas HaMitzvahs, but it's not a posh, it's not a brachi kipshut a birchas hamitzvahs. Seems to be a mispasha in what exactly this mitzvah would be. And he says, "Vade im brachas u birchas hamitzvahs mamosh sheiyaf shalavorach kifim asheroy bebirchas hamitzvahs shein avorach b'shas kedushin asher kitchonu b'mitzvoyse v'tzivon al kedushin shum de'ein avorach na mitzvah shein asiyosi gemar malachto." This mitzvah isn't the end of it. The mitzvah of Eirus and of Kiddushin, understandably, is the precedent to the mitzvah of Gemar HaYishus, which happens later on. So, Brocha at Birchas HaMitzvahs wouldn't take place over here. And he goes on and explains what the Brocha is as a Hagdomit to this part of the mitzvah. So, he has not fully precluded the fact that it's Shaykh to the mitzvah, it's the Ascholos HaMitzvah, but because it's not the Gemar HaMitzvah, we can't make the Brocha as it would normally seem in every Birchas HaMitzvahs. The Rosh is mefurish that it's a birchas hashevach. The Ran clearly understands that it's a birchas hamitzvahs, but not mamish a birchas hamitzvahs. In the words of the Rambam, it seems quite clear that had it been birchas hamitzvahs, ad kedei kach that it would be unable to make the brocha afterwards. The Ran and the Ramban seem to be mitzarif, both the din birchas hamitzvahs b'miktzosoy with the Torah's birchas hashevach. Where they understand we push that you can make the bracha afterwards. You look at the Lashon HaRambam, it's somewhat difficult. Kol HaMikdash Isha, Beinai De'atzma, Beinai De'shlich, Tzorch Levorach Kedem Kedushin, Oyu HaShluchoy, Kederach Shemavorchen Al Kol HaMitzvahs, V'achakach Mikdash. V'im Kiddush Dabirich, Lo Yivorach HaKedush, Shizu Bracha L'Atol, Ma Shanasa Kvar. Is it really a Nekuda, is it really a need for the Rambam to be most of this klal? It is true about all mitzvahs. It's true about all mitzvahs. Why then would the Rambam have to find it so important to be mafkia in Emerson? The Rambam's coming to be mafkia from the Das Ramban v'Haran, although it's not birchas mitzvahs mamish, they seem to include in the Teres Shavach, and that would give us pause and say maybe even afterwards I'd be able to make the bracha. I'd be able to make the bracha. The Rambam wants to tell us no, that the Gedorim, the Chazal or Magdin, this bracha birchas Erisin is kipshutoi. As other birchas hamitzvahs, it's come to be mafkia that lo yotzur, it's past the time. At that point, it's finished. It's over. And this is all in spite of the fact that the Rambam seems to understand that Eirusin itself is not so simple that it's a mitzvah mitzad atzmoi. You know, the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Isha tells us in the Koseres, the Rambam says lisa isha b'ksuba v'kiddushin. The mitzvah rishon of the Rambam in Hilchas Isha is to marry a woman b'ksuba v'kiddushin, which seems to indicate quite clearly that the Seder HaDvarim is Ksuba and Kedushin have to precede Nisun, but the mitzvah seems to be Nisun. That would almost indicate that that's not a mitzvah for itself. The Rambam of Loshen, in the Perek Aleph Halacha HaBeis, after describing what things were before Matan Torah, he's Messiah and he says, V'lekuchen Eilu, this Kedushin that Chazal, that the Torah was Mesakin after Matan Torah, mitzvah Sasei Shal Torah. He does call it mitzvah Sasei Shal Torah. And then he goes on to describe one of the three Eifanim of how we make Kiddush. Seems to be somewhat contradictory. The Mashmoyis of the Rambam says that the mitzvah is Lisa Isha Iksuba V'Kiddushin, yet he tells us in the Yad itself that this Lekuch is a mitzvah Sasei. We understand that the Rambam tells us that the Maisa Erisin is considered a mitzvah for itself, as he tells us over here, you make a bracha Yeshar Kol HaMitzvahs, and indeed he comes to tell us that although there is an assumption that follows, and there's some gemara that follows. Lisa Isha, Piksuba Vekidushin. Nonetheless, the Birchas HaMitzvahs is consistent with the Klalim and all Birchas HaMitzvahs, and one can't make the Bracha afterwards. Although the Nusach HaBracha, according to the Rambam, is not Asher Kitchonu B'Mitzvoyse V'Tzivonu L'Kadosh Es HaIsha, there's an interesting Lashon in the Smak, in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, that he says, Birchas Erisin Miyad Acha Kiddushin V'Loi Lifneim. He says clearly like the Ravid, as mentioned also in the Rosh, that the bracha should be afterwards, lest there will be a chazorah. This bracha patters the chosim, make the bracha lekadosh es ha'isha. It would seem that there's a nusach lekadosh es ha'isha as discussed in the poskim. A Yerushalmi that seems to say that the kedush the kesef yishtar should have brichas lekadosh es ha'isha. But we understand nusach habracha according to the smak is indeed established after the nisu, after the erusin, not beforehand, because otherwise there's a chazor, there's a chashash of chazor. But this bracha, as Chazal were masakin the bracha, took care of the bracha asher kitchonim b'tzoyis of the kaddish es ha'isha. And the svaris as to why the nusach was what it was, the Rambam could also be masakin. Although with the takona, when you're supposed to make the bracha, and how to the ikuv and seda, ha'erusin, it's possible to understand that it's true and it remains before the erusin, le'ikuva, the nusach ha'bracha, insofar that the Rambam's masakin to the Ran and Ramban, that it's not the Gemara mitzvah v'poyul, so we can't say the nusach hashekichon be mitzvah v'tzivon. What emerges is three shittas: the Rosh that he makes it totally a birchas hashevach, the Ram and the Ramban that give it somewhat of a status of birchas hamitzvahs, they could be masking that it could be preceded to the mitzvah al birchas hamitzvahs. The kuvah, it's not because there's an element of shevach in the nusach. They explain as to why we don't say a birchas hamitzvahs kipshutoi with the nusach hashekichon be mitzvah v'tzivonu, simply because it's not the totality of the mitzvah. The Rambam, although he's masking to the Ramban and Ran that this is not the Gemara mitzvah, it's the Ascholos mitzvah, but nonetheless, because it says it has an independent status of a mitzvah for itself, it's shaykh to say that the bracha and zakonas ha-brachas should have been established before the mitzvah was done, and therefore, if one had not made the mitzvah before, it remains that he cannot make the mitzvah afterwards.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.